We have a mother who had four children removed. Her son's eye socket had to be rebuilt because she beat him so badly.
That's Victoria Zepp with the Florida Coalition for Children. She says it's unfortunate that there are kids out there who aren't getting the help they need because there are no laws to help them. For example, in the case Zepp gave involving the mother, the four abused kids were able to be removed from the home. But when the community later found out that mother was pregnant with twins, Zepp says they found there was nothing they could do to protect the unborn kids.
The community-based care organization lobbied to ensure that those two children would be party to the case, but they weren't. So that mother, she self-reported that of her twins, she murdered the boy and put him in a dumpster. We still haven't found that boy because she can't remember because she was too high at the time. That can't happen.
That's why Zepp says she's glad a new child welfare law adds new protections for kids like these. One of its many provisions ensures parents do not get their kids back unless they meet certain conditions.
And if there's a new condition that happens, that's included. Nor if a child has already been removed from a parent and they become pregnant, those unborn children are now protected. Not meaning that we're going to violate anybody's rights, but there's a healthy set of eyes on that parent. But that was huge.
St. John's Republican Representative Cindy Stevenson helped author the new child welfare law. About 100 pages long, she says it also includes a whole host of other provisions.
Almost like a laundry list, but it's a really important list of provisions that will help Department of Children, Families, and the judiciary and others involved in the system do their jobs better.
In her mind, Stevenson says this new law will cut through a lot of red tape. For example, she says the new law ensures more timely access to medical records for child protective investigators.
By permitting hospitals and physicians' offices to release patient records to the Department of Children and Family or its contractors for the purposes of conducting an investigation related to cases of abuse, neglect, or exploitation.
Stevenson says it also amends current Florida law for when the rights of parents can be severed.
Under current Florida law, a judge may not consider a parent's previous abuse history from other states when considering whether rights should be terminated. This would enable judges to consider the parent's full history. Crossing a state line does not make a child any safer, and parents shouldn't get a clean slate just because they crossed our state line. This is particularly important for border states like Alabama and Georgia.
Stewart Republican Gail Harrell heads the House committee that oversees children issues, and she also helped write a law to overhaul Florida's child welfare agency years ago. She calls this a next step.
Our committee, the Children, Families, and Seniors Committee, has been working on child abuse issues for the last 5 years. We have been very cautious and sincere in how we have moved forward with the major reforms we're making, and this is the next step.
Meanwhile, the new law also includes provisions for those not in the child welfare system. Those range from addressing needs of homeless youth to creating a task force to address involuntary mental health examinations of Florida kids. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.